the university committed another atrocity.
They could not end this whole incident without punishing somebody and teaching a lesson that something like this should never again happen. And so when students got back after Thanksgiving break, they found out that the eight people who had originally been cited had received letters saying that disciplinary proceedings leading to expulsion had begun against them.
So here we are. Four students are getting the axe. Six organizations are getting the axe for standing up this semester and for fighting for these things. They're getting the axe not for what they did, but for what we have done. They spoke for us, they were part of us, they have been singled out, and they're going to be chopped off.
We were told the following: if President Kerr actually tried to get something more liberal out of the regents in his telephone conversations, why didn't he make some public statement to that effect? And the answer we received from a well-meaning liberal was the following. He said, would you ever imagine the manager of a firm making a statement publicly in opposition to his board of directors? That's the answer. Well, I ask you to consider, if this is a firm, and if the board of regents are the board of directors, and if President Kerr in fact is the manager, then I tell you something, the faculty are a bunch of employees, and we're the raw materials. But we're a bunch of raw materials that don't mean to be have any process upon us, don't mean to be made into any product, don't mean to end up being bought by some clients of the university, be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings. There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Did you not go into Sproul Hall? Everybody was going into Sproul Hall. It was a what other alternative did you have to say that you weren't happy with the way things were going?
I hesitated for about 2 seconds, and I thought, you know, I got a picture of my husband's face, and I thought, what is this going to do? You know, what is it going to do?